Hey everyone, welcome to the Millionaire Millennial Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan, back again. I know it's been about a month since my last episode, but I have been working on that project that we talked about in the last episode, and it's coming along well. So I want to update you where that project's at, what I've learned working on it so far, and where I'm going to be going moving forward. So if you remember last episode, we talked about a new idea that I had, coming up with an idea for your software. And the idea was to basically create sales copy for people on the fly instantaneously. Now, I have worked on that quite a bit since then. So what we've covered, or what I've covered, or what I've done since then, is essentially I've built a basic page, and I'll get into the details of all these things. It's going to kind of give you an overview. Built a basic page for it. I've kind of identified the target audience, or the ideal customer, if you will. And I've also started building the actual software itself, the front end of the software. So let's take a step back and look at the very first thing that I did when I decided that I was going to, go through with actually starting this mini, or I would call it a micro SaaS, micro software as a service. So the very first thing was to kind of, verify the market, right? Ask around, ask some people if they think it's a good idea. And that's exactly what I did. I posted a post on my Instagram story. It was a simple poll, describing the product, and said, is this something that you'd pay for? And I got, maybe a few dozen people saying, yes, that is something I'd pay for. And I also made a video about this exact software on YouTube, and plenty of people said that they thought it was a good idea. So that's a green light to me. At least, some people are saying that it could be good. So I'm happy with that so far, right? Because I haven't really done any work at this point. I've just kind of asked around. That's it. Okay, so the next step is also relatively easy compared to everything else that's coming. And that was to build a very simple landing page, right? And the only thing on this page is essentially a empty box that lets you put in your email, and a button that says submit your email. And what this does is it allows people that come to this page to read a little bit about the product and then put in their email, so they get notified when the product is live. Okay, and that's all this page does. It just, it's a little bit of information about the product, and then it is, a box where people can put in their emails. Very straightforward, very easy to build. If you're building it yourself, writing code, very easy. If you're using, some sort of page builder like Lead Pages or ClickFunnels or even, Squarespace or Wix, it doesn't really matter. You can do this very, very simple page with basically any website builder out there. Now, what I did next was, I shared that page with the same people that told me it's a good idea. Basically kind of, hey, why don't you put your email where your mouth is, right? Like, instead of money where your mouth is. I'm not asking them to buy anything right now, but I am asking them to give me their email. So put your email where your mouth is, and give me your email address so that I can notify you when this software's out. And to date, I have about 30 people that have given me their email. So I used MailChimp and integrated that with my little landing page. And I've got 30 people that have opted in to be notified when this software comes out. And right now, I picked a name for the software. And the thing about picking a name is it's actually pretty reliant on whether that domain name is available. So before I start thinking of a name, I actually will go to Namecheap.com, which is where I like to buy all my domains. And I'll just start kind of brainstorming different domain names that make sense. So I almost went with fillmy.page, which makes sense with what the software is going to do, right? It's going to fill someone's page with copy and with words for their business or their product. But I decided that the .page top level domain was kind of like, just looks scammy, if you will, right? Like if I went to a website and I saw it was like a dot page domain, I would kind of be like, that's a little weird. I don't know if I want to, you know, pay money or use this site anymore. So I decided to go with copycreator.co because that's also a very good description of what this tool does. It is creating copy. It is a copy creator. And I knew the .com wouldn't be available because the .coms are like never available anymore. I was lucky to get a .com when I made Advance, but I kind of had to come up with a kind of a weird original name, right? Advance.com. But for this, I knew copy creator was not going to be available because it's two normal words. So when you're coming up with a name, it's important to pay attention to what's available in the domain world, right? Because like with Atlas, one of my first SaaSes, we had to go with go-atlas.io, which is like so crappy looking back. You know, we should have named the software something else. That's what I should have done. But we decided to just do go-atlas.io. And it's not that good of a domain name. I mean, it's got a dash in it. You want to avoid dashes if you can. You want to make it something that's easier to remember. I mean, you know, the fact that the software is really called Atlas, but now everybody's, you know, going to think of it as Go Atlas, but it just creates a lot of confusion in the mind of the customer. Whereas something like copycreator.co is honestly pretty easy to remember. Like, yeah, it's not a .com. It's not like the most ideal, but it's very simple. Like it's a very simple name to remember. And so that's what I decided to go with. And you can, you know, the page is live right now. You can go check it out, copycreator.co. Depending on when you listen to this, it might be the landing page, the very basic page, or it might be the actual finalized page once the software is live. It just kind of depends on when you're listening to this. So with that landing page all built out, I decided it was time to really start thinking about where I was going to find my perfect user, right? My ideal customer. Who are they? Where in the web are they? And how can I get in contact with them? And these are questions that you really should be thinking about early on. And this is, you know, pretty early on in the stages of Copy Creator. Like all I've done so far is build a landing page. So I need to really think about where these customers might be hiding and what I can give them or what I can, you know, ask of them that they will, you know, either give me or they will oblige to, right? In other words, you know, can I create some sort of free content, you know, a blog post or some sort of, you know, report or something like that, that's going to get them to want to at least come to my website. They like get them to come visit and see what I've got going on. And then from there, you know, entice them to buy the product that I'm going to be selling. So who are these people? Because I need to understand this early on, because that's kind of going to be how I derive the product, how I build the product, because I want to build the product around a particular group of people, right? In particular, I want to have like one person in mind. That's your, you know, your, what do they call those avatars? Your like customer avatar or whatever you want to call it. But it's basically just like one individual or maybe two people that you always have in mind when you're building your product. And you think, what would this person like out of the product, you know, at this point, right? So if you're developing, you know, the user experience, you know, is my ideal customer, is my, you know, avatar, my customer avatar going to understand how to use the product at this point? And so you always want to have that in mind. So kind of coming up with that, I thought a lot about it. And in reality, I kind of want to go after people that are similar to me, right? So it's like I said in the last episode, you know, I am the kind of person that I like building stuff, right? And I don't like doing sales and marketing and copywriting. Although, yes, I'm pretty good at it. Like I've gotten good at it over the years, but it's not something I enjoy doing. So I know about it. I know how to do it, but I don't like doing it. And so I know there's other people out there that are like that, that enjoy building stuff, enjoy creating products, but they just don't really like selling them, right? They don't like doing the marketing or, you know, creating the ad campaigns and, you know, coming up with the copy for those campaigns, you know, sending out emails, writing the subject lines to get people to, you know, what email headline should I use to get people to open my emails? Like, I don't know. Let me think about it. And that just takes time. And I don't particularly enjoy doing that, right? So I know that there's other individuals that have products, probably in, you know, I'm going to probably guess that they're in the software space. Now, that is an educated guess based on experience and browsing around the webs. So, you know, I'll go to sites like dev.to and indiehackers.com and Product Hunt, and I'll, you know, see that there are other people that, you know, they just like building stuff. Like, they don't really want to do marketing. And so they're typically looking for a partner to do that kind of stuff. And I want to kind of reach out to those people and say, hey, you know, like, yeah, you can partner up with somebody. But the reality is you could find a tool, and, you know, AKA the tool that I just built, that will do a lot of this, you know, copywriting and marketing type stuff that you either don't really understand how to do or you don't really want to do. So instead of, you know, giving up equity in your company and having a partner do all this, you could use this tool. So I know that group of people exists because I've seen them again on these different forums and websites that I like to hang out on and read about. So that is going to be, I think, my ideal customer is other, you know, business owners like me that want to build stuff but don't like particularly marketing and selling said stuff. Although that is an incredibly important part of the SaaS building process. Because it's not enough to just build it and they will come, because they won't. You can build it, but they won't come. You have to engage with people and get them to come visit your site. So that is where I'm at with the kind of the target customer, target ideal audience type thing. And then from there, you know, this week I actually started taking a crack at the actual software itself. So, you know, I was thinking, how is this going to work, right? Like, you know, I'm creating copy, right? So I'm writing English programmatically. And so I had some, you know, people mention on one of my YouTube videos, they said, you should use an AI. And I kind of looked into that and I started thinking, like, you know what? I'm building an MVP, a minimum viable product. I should not spend a ton of time building out a machine learning algorithm to do this when I'm not even 100% sure that anybody's going to buy it, right? Like, I'd have zero paying customers right now. I'm not going to about to spend, you know, potentially months building out and tuning and operating this machine learning algorithm for an AI. It's not going to happen. So I decided that for an MVP, and potentially, you know, this might even work long term, is I'm going to write the copy manually. Now, I know that sounds non-scalable, but you know, I like to follow Paul Graham, who's one of the founders of Y Combinator, right? One of the biggest startup incubators in the world. You know, they funded Stripe and Airbnb and all these big companies. And he said that in the beginning of your SaaS, you should actually try to do things that don't scale. And I know that sounds like stupid and counterintuitive, but the thing is, you really want to get to know your customer, right? And you really want to build the product with the customer in mind. And I'm not connected with the customer right now because I don't have any customers. So once I do, I don't want to have the entire system completely built, because then odds are maybe I didn't build it exactly for that particular customer. So then I'm looking at rebuilding the whole thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a kind of a page or platform that a user can just put in some basic information about the product, you know, like the name of the product, you know, what problem does it solve, who's your biggest competitor, you know, like the very basic information. And then from there, it's going to, you know, kind of like fill in the blank Mad Libs style, give you a bunch of different copy for whatever it is you're looking for, right? It could be email, could be, you know, landing page, could be headline, bullets, whatever. I'm going to try to do as much as I can. And, you know, just hundreds of different options for you to pick for your copy. And so that is kind of what I've already started on. And right now it's a very simple page, just has a sidebar where you put in information about your product, and it's got a main grid that kind of fills with a bunch of different options that you can pick for your copy. And that's really it. That's where I'm at right now with Copy Creator. And, you know, moving forward, I'm going to, you know, finish out the front end. I need to build, you know, build in some user authentication, build in payment processing, things like that. But that's essentially the infrastructure and how it's going to work as an MVP. Once that's done, then I'm going to send it out to my 30 people. Maybe there'll be more by then, hopefully. And then we're going to see if any of them buy. Now, I have not thought about pricing yet. And like I said last time, pricing is a behemoth on its own. So I might have an episode dedicated entirely to software pricing, because it's actually very important to consider early on, and to constantly consider. Even as your software is growing, you know, changing pricing. So I've thought a little bit about it. I'm thinking I might do like this lifetime deal for like the first, you know, maybe 20 or 30 people to sign up, and they just pay once and they get access to it for life. And that will give me some much needed cash in the bank instead of, you know, setting it up as a monthly subscription. And that also gives those beginning users lifetime access, right? So that rewards them, you know, for supporting the software early on, and it rewards me by giving me some cash that I can then turn around and invest in advertising. And that's what I plan to do with the first dollars that I make, because this is, you know, I'm trying to bootstrap this with effectively $0. You know, I did have to buy the domain, which was like $4 or whatever, but I'm trying not to spend any money. And I haven't so far, aside from the domain, but I would like to run ads. So I'm going to take that money from the very first customers and I'm going to invest that into advertising. And so, of course, I will, you know, be making updates more as we go along. But that's effectively where I'm at right now. So that is all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. And I will be talking to you in my next episode. Bye.